Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, isn't it true that we don't appreciate something until it's gone, until it's something that is taken away from us? We just had this happen the other day. My family, on the way back from California, we were supposed to leave San Francisco at 7:50 a.m. so we could get back at 5:50 p.m., get the kids all ready for school the next day. But about a week before we left, they bumped our flight to 10:50, which means we would get back at almost 9 p.m. And let's face it, we were a little bit bummed, right? But we said, you know what? We're going to just do it. We're going to make the best of it. We don't have control over it. And so we're just going to make it happen. Well, then when we leave San Francisco, the plane is delayed for an hour, which means that our connection flight in Chicago was suddenly that our connection got shrunk down. And when we board the plane, they say to us, you're probably not going to make your connection flight. You're probably going to have to stay overnight at a hotel and leave 24 hours later. And I said, guys, I can't do that. My kids got to be at school. My wife has counseling clients. We can't do that. And they said, sorry, sir. We'll try to make it there our best. So the whole flight from San Francisco to Chicago, our family is like, the kids are just chilling, but I'm kind of like, okay, I guess we land. I guess I drive back from Chicago at night all the way to Columbus through the night to get everyone back. And that's what we were prepared for. When we landed the plane, we literally had like 10 minutes before they closed the gate, and we sprinted. And it was a great family memory looking back. My three little kids and my beautiful wife were sprinting through the airport, and they thought it was so fun because we always tell them not to run in an airport. But we made it, and suddenly we all sunk into our seats and we were grateful to just get back. Suddenly that time of 9 p.m. wasn't even a problem. We were just thanking God that we made it back and landed on time. Now, they lost one of our bags. We got it back. But the point is this. You don't realize what you have until it's taken away. Once the possibility to arrive back the same day in Columbus was almost taken away from us, we were thrilled to show up late with a lost bag. But that's how it is in life so many times. We take for granted people, loved ones who are healthy around us, and suddenly they might be lost from a sickness or an illness. Don't wait until you lose something before you express gratitude. Right now, today, there's somebody that pops into your mind, somebody that you're taking for granted, maybe a situation you're taking for granted, a relationship, and you need to go and express gratitude to that person. And if you're a person of faith, express gratitude to God, the giver of all things. And I'll tell you what it does is it changes your mindset and makes you be so much more powerful as a person. Rather than negative and ungrateful, it makes you grateful and someone who's positive and exciting to be around. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and express gratitude today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.